You're listening to a Big Finish production.
And so the trolls turned their grey faces to the sky. The clouds rolled back, revealing the morning sun. It shone down on all of Iceland, warming the vast, rounded backs of the trolls and turning them, inch by inch, into stone. One troll, though, was already running for the forest. The earth shook under his scaled feet as he tried to reach the shadow of the trees. Just when he thought he was safe... And that's enough for tonight, little one.
Aww.
It's New Year's Eve. The hidden folk are looking for new homes. So first, we light a candle for the elves. Then you must go to bed. Your mother used to say these words. Now it is my turn, as one day it shall be yours. Those who wish to come may come. Oh, look through the window, Ursa. The fireworks may show up a troll running past.
I don't believe in trolls.
One day you will see one, then you'll believe. Now, where was I? Yes. Those who wish to come may come. Those who wish to leave may leave. But harm not me nor mine. But harm not me.
I have money. I have a house. Take it. Take it all. Kill me if you have to. But don't take this. Leave me with this. She's all that matters. Oh, please. No.
So, what do we have?
Not even a good morning, Ursa.
The shadows under your eyes and cemetery grey of your skin tell me that you went out with the pathology team last night, so probably not a good morning for you. But it's hardly one for this poor man, and he's the reason we're out in the middle of nowhere, so let's get on with it, shall we?
Okay. Male in his 30s, well nourished, found face down in the river by a hiker this morning. The hiker's around here somewhere. He's... unusual.
Let's take a look at the body. Do you know when...
Time of death as yet unknown, as is cause. Although, having a head encased in ice will do the trick.
Some respect, please.
Sorry.
It's only his face that's frozen.
Yes, the rest of the body is cold, consistent with the temperature of the river and recent snowfall, but not covered in ice. I've sent samples off for expedited testing. It reminds me of a case from a couple of years back, before my time. A man with a frozen face...
My father was discovered in the same condition, not far from here. 2 years, 5 months, and 13 days ago.
I'm sorry. I should just shut up.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Who are you?
He's the hiker.
Oh, and there I was, thinking I was the doctor.
You don't look like any doctor I've ever known.
You should get out more. And you are?
Inspector Ursa Kristjansdottir.
Ah.
You say you found the body?
I did, poor chap. Yeah, from the formation of the crystals... Looks like he's been hit with an ice blaster. Mark 3 ice phaser, I'd say. And as I'm the one saying it, I'm probably right.
Who did you say you were? A doctor of some kind?
The doctor. One who can't stand around exchanging niceties with the local constabulary.
What was that?
My cue. Good day.
Wait! I've got questions for you.
Questions, Inspector, are best asked on the move.
Where are you going?
Where all the best mysteries live. The forest. I know it's around here somewhere. Come out, wherever you are.
What are you looking for?
The owner of these footprints. They lead from the body straight into the forest.
Do you think I hadn't noticed?
Well, I hadn't really thought about it.
You can fit at least 3 of my feet into one of these prints.
Well, do you know what they say? Large feet, large vestigia.
Poor prints all around. Whoever it is, they come with a menagerie.
A pack, in fact. Now, if I were a 12-foot-high biped with a dog entourage, where would I be hiding?
12 feet high?
Yes, judging from the stride length. 3.66 metres, if you prefer, or 9 1/8 zed undles, if you're from the Kralin galaxies, which, noting your expression and abject lack of tentacles, you are not.
You're not making sense.
You have a body with a frozen face and a suspect with a non-human stride length, and you think I'm not making sense?
Non-human? You don't think it could be a... hidden folk?
Well, I've never known hidden folk to be violent to humans. Elves can be tricksy, but they're not inclined to deep-freeze crania for kicks. And trolls are a dream to deal with. Never turn up to a troll dinner party empty-handed, though. They don't like it.
Are you saying these things to annoy me?
No. It's interesting how the people of your country embrace the concept of hidden folk, but are entirely sceptical regarding the existence of alien life.
Did you hear that? Over there, there's someone in the trees.
Well, come on then!
It's a good job we're the ones chasing.
Oh, why?
You're not exactly in camouflage.
I'll have you know that on the patchwork planet of Algernon, I can blend in with any surroundings.
Until it snows.
Oh, please don't hurt me.
No, we're here to help. Now, why don't you get your breath back?
I can't hear the wolves anymore.
You're right. Of course, that sometimes means they're about to pounce.
Silence! Shut up, or I'll be wearing your skins over mine.
Thank you for using the Hellion VIP customer care line. Please state your chosen customer code word after the tone.
Trophy.
Thank you. Your voice has been identified and your code word verified. How may we help you today?
My hunt in the Earthfar North District was disrupted. Local law enforcement is crawling all over the reserve. I paid for privacy. I was told that all red tape would be dealt with.
I am so very sorry to hear this. Please accept Hellion's apologies. You will, of course, receive a compensatory death with our compliments.
When can I resume the hunt?
Normal service will be restored as soon as possible. Hellion removes all obstacles to the kill. Good hunting.
Feeling better?
I've stopped shaking, at least. Thanks for the tea.
My pleasure. Always carry a vacuum flask in the Arctic Circle.
Why don't you start with telling me who you are and why you're here?
My name is Frida Bjornsdottir. I don't know how I got here. The last thing I remember, I was at home in bed, and then I woke up in the forest. A huge man in a cloak and hood emerged from the trees. He sounded a horn, and these enormous wolves came for me. I started running, and I didn't stop.
And where did this man go?
I'll ask the questions, thank you. Did you see where he went?
No. I didn't dare look back. But I could hear him, shouting at his dogs and laughing at me, screaming at me to run. It was like I'd woken up in the middle of a nightmare.
We need to get you to the station for medical attention and to interview you properly. Do you think you can walk?
Oh, just about.
Here, take my arm. That's it, easy does it. I'll help you to inspect Ursa's car, then be on my way.
Oh, you're coming with us, Doctor.
Me?
You don't think I'd let a suspect go, do you?
Suspect? Preposterous. I reported the crime.
It is not unknown for certain types of criminals to draw attention to themselves.
I've never drawn attention to myself in this life or any other. I shall, however, come with you. Never let it be said that I don't cooperate. Sometimes. After you, Frida. Inspector. Ah, police stations. Wherever you go in the universe, they're exactly the same. The sound of cell doors slamming. The smell of bleach and bureaucracy. The sight of a constable demolishing donuts at their desk.
I've only had one.
Been apprehended many times, have you, Doctor?
You'd be surprised.
I wouldn't count on that.
I count on nothing but fingers and abacai.
Do you always have to have the last word?
Not at all.
Good, then let's get
but
on.
But it is so very satisfying.
Will we be here long?
I will interview you both as soon as I can. The constable here will get you more tea or coffee.
Be glad to.
I just want to go home.
Say the word if you change your mind. Gov, I've got the files on your father that you requested. If I can get the printer to work. If it's not careful, it'll end up in the basement with the rest of the rubbish. And the chief inspector wants to see you in her office as soon as you can. She's in a bad mood.
She always is now. She never used to be when I was a child.
You knew her as a child?
Oh, she was a friend of my father's. Miss Bjornsdottir. Wait here, please. And Doctor?
Yes?
Don't go anywhere.
What's wrong with you?
Printer trouble, is it, Constable?
Yes. Why? Do you know how to fix it?
Well, that depends.
On what?
On whether or not you brought enough donuts to share.
Enter.
You wanted to see me, ma'am?
Yes. Come in, Ursa. Sit down. You're investigating a suspicious death?
Identical to my father's murder, yes.
Ursa, I cannot deny there would seem to be some superficial similarities to your father's case.
Superficial similarities?
Initial tests suggest that despite being found in a freshwater river, saline was found frozen to the victim's face.
Tears, Ingrid. My father died with his own tears frozen to his face. And this man did too.
I'd advise you to calm down, Inspector.
This could help me find my father's killer. Your friend's killer. Don't you want that?
A prejudicial attitude will compromise the investigation. Carry on like this, and I will have no choice but to pull you from the case.
Yes, DCI Johnsdottir, I hear you. I'll go and question my witnesses while remaining calm. Very calm. Calm as a frozen murder victim.
Ursa! Get me Sigdor. Now. Then tell him to call me as soon as he can. Tell him Hellion is in danger.
This interview is being conducted by Inspector Ursa Christiansdottir. For the benefit of the tape, please state your name and occupation.
Frida Ragnarsdottir. I'm an environmental activist. I look after the interests of trolls. And elves, of course.
Of course.
But mainly the trolls.
Someone has to. Have you ever seen one?
Not exactly. I nearly did once, but it turned into a rock when I got near, I think. Why?
I'd love to see one. I know every Icelander would, but it would mean a lot to me. And the doctor said that... Never mind. What were you doing in the forest?
I've told you. I don't know. One minute I was eating my oatmeal, and the next I was in the forest being chased.
We'll check your home for signs of kidnap and get your blood tested as soon as we're finished here. See if you've been drugged. Were you injured in any way?
I feel a bit sore, but then I fell over. I know the forest well, but not well enough to avoid a tree stump whilst running at full pelt.
Wait, how come you know the forest?
Planning permission has been sought for new development in the area. I've been trying to locate troll dwellings so we can block it.
You think you can?
Last year, I managed to force a road to go the long way round a lava field just to avoid an elf colony. Year before that, I stopped the construction of a swimming pool as the Hildefolk objected. If anyone can make Hellion withdraw...
Hellion? Where have I heard that before?
They're just building contractors.
Interview terminated at 11:56, to be resumed later in the day.
What's happening? Where are we going?
You're not going anywhere. I'll send the doctor to get you in a minute.
The doctor? The man with the tea and the trousers?
Not that doctor. I don't think medicine is his field. I don't even know what his field is. Trouble, I suspect. Yes, I think he's a world-class expert in trouble.
There you go. It's printing perfectly. Make sure you talk to it nicely next time, Constable. I'm afraid you hurt its feelings rather badly.
I have no idea what to say to that.
An old-fashioned apology usually does the trick, I find.
I'm sorry?
Ah, it forgives you. And in the spirit of reconciliation, invites you to its concert this evening.
Concert?
I've rejigged its parameters. It can now sing in 15 different languages. I do so enjoy making dreams come true.
Right. I, look forward to it.
You could understand it too, you know. It's simply a case of listening.
Is this file for me?
Yes, Gov. It's all there. The doctor got the printer working again. And singing.
He what? Never mind. Tell Ingrid... Tell the DCI I'm off out.
Where?
Make something up. Where do you think you're going?
Well, with you, of course.
You're staying here, out of trouble.
See? Ah. It's singing!
You can't even be left in a police station without meddling.
If it makes it any easier, I think I can help. I've looked through the files on your father's case.
When?
Well, between fixing the printer and teaching the constable here to juggle Icelandic donuts. Now, what did you call them? Kleinur, that's it.
Ha! Ta-da!
Very good.
That's still only three, though. Oh. I start dropping them when I try juggling four. Ah.
Very impressive. All right, Doctor, I'm convinced. I want you where I can see you.
I knew you'd see sense. Pleasure to meet you, Constable.
You too, Doctor.
Come on, Sigdor. Ring, you idiot! What is it now?
Sorry to disturb you, Mum. D.I. Christian's Dottier wanted me to tell you that she was going out, following up a lead.
What lead?
She didn't say.
Of course she didn't. Yes? Thank you for getting back to me, Sigdor.
Should I?
Wait outside, please, Constable.
Yes, Mum.
Sorry about that. The less people who know about this, the better. You're aware that a body was found within the prohibited zone. Frozen? I don't know why anyone is in the area. And I don't know the answer to that, either. It was handed to Ursa Christian's Dottier, bypassing me completely. Yes, of course it's his daughter. The clue is in the name. Sorry, Minister. I'm a bit on edge. Of course. I'll see to it immediately. Now it starts. Come back in, Constable.
Oh, did you say something, Mum?
I want you to get in touch with Ursa. Tell her to get back here now. She's off the case.
Iceland is one of my favourite places. Did you know that?
I only met you this morning.
It's beautiful. minutes out of the city, and already we're in a snow-cloaked lava field with mountains in the distance. A place where the strange and the wonderful, the elf, the troll, and the unseen are not only believed in, but welcomed. Everything and nothing is alien in Iceland.
Glad you approve. Perhaps you'd like to tell me something else I already know.
All right, I shall. We're on the way to an area adjacent to where I found the poor chap this morning. A place that was recently developed by a company your father was investigating, Hellion. An investigation that was stopped by an environment minister who crops up with suspicious frequency. Am I close?
How did you know that?
I'm not just sartorial elegance incarnate, you know. I read the files, remember?
Yeah, I should arrest you for that.
Ah, but you won't. You're humouring me for now in the hope I can help. And I can.
My father was a chief inspector. He was found dead with tears frozen to his face. There were signs of internal trauma to his brain and freezer burns to his temples. It's still not known what happened or who was responsible.
Well, that's what we're going to find out. I promise.
Don't make promises. My father made a promise once. He said he'd always be there for me.
Oh, what an extraordinary cacophony. Well, aren't you going to answer that?
I'm busy driving. The Bluetooth function doesn't work.
Oh, I can fix that for you, you know.
Maybe later. Can you answer it?
Is my name the secretary? No, it's the doctor. I don't know. A civilization that gives birth to Mozart and Soane Day, Björk and David Bowie, and yet it comes up with this for their mobiles? Oh, fine, I'll answer it. But only to stop that awful noise.
Put it on speakerphone.
I most certainly shall not. Telephonic conversations should be intimate. Two voices meeting when their faces cannot. It is not for public consumption. This is the doctor. You may now speak. Why, hello, Constable. It seems only 17 minutes, 15 seconds since we last met. It's a constable.
Yes, I got that.
How can I help you, Constable? Yes. Yes, I received every word and understand completely. Would you hold the line for a moment?
You could just put it on silent, you know. You don't need to cover it with your hand.
But where's the drama in that? The splendid constable with the singing printer informs me that you have been removed from the case and are to return to the station with all due haste.
It's a shame I never got the message.
Isn't it? Terribly sorry, Constable. Can't seem to find the inspector anywhere. Well, yes, I'm in her car, and therefore you'd think she'd be mere inches away, and yet, no. Neither a glimpse nor a whisper of an Inspector Ursa, most peculiar. Be assured that she shall be fully conversant with the facts as soon as she presents herself. Good day. Now, why do they want you off the case, do you think?
Because I'm close to finding out something I shouldn't?
Exactly. Forbidden knowledge, that most tempting of fruit. Oh, I can't wait to taste it.
We're not going to have much time before they catch up with us.
Fortunately, time is something I know a little about. Ah, I do believe that's our turning, Inspector.
According to the map, this is the edge of the private land.
And beyond the fence lies Hellion. Ooh, that tickles. Whatever they want the land for, they're not building on it. Lakes and geysers and fields, but only one cabin over there beyond the trees. No! Don't touch the fence. The voltage would stop your heart.
But not yours.
Ah, but there I have an advantage. I have two.
Two hearts?
Well, you've got two eyes, haven't you? Two legs?
Yes, but
both bring balance. I don't know how you humans get by with just the one heart. No wonder you're often out of kilter.
I never know when you're telling the truth or playing with me.
Another advantage to add to my pile.
So how are we going to get in?
Good question. Well, the fence seems secure. Short enough to climb over if I can turn off the electricity. Even I might not survive scrambling over it.
Can you hear that?
I was hoping it was just me.
There, see? Through the fence. Wolves!
Look again, Inspector. Wolves with metal teeth and claws.
That's impossible!
Plainly not. I suggest we turn, and at your earliest possible convenience, run!
You said that fence looked secure.
And it does. Only problem is, I also said it was short enough to climb over. Or, if you're a huge alien, Kaylee, jump over. Quickly, get to the car.
They're too fast. We're not going to make it.
Indeed. We dearly wish for you to refrain from attacking us and to permit us to pet your metal heads. Go on, Ursa, pet them.
This is insane.
Yes, yes, I know. You don't have to lick me, though.
What just happened?
Translator. Collected it from the TARDIS when I saw the wolf tracks. Very handy device. Oh, barking is so harsh on the throat.
It worked. It actually worked.
It also helps to wag your tail to show you mean no harm.
I'll try to remember that. What's the TARDIS?
Oh, my time and space conveyance.
Oh, of course.
Look at him, showing me his belly. Who's a beautiful alien wolf, then? You are. That's who. I had a metal dog once.
Oh, come on.
I did. The full works, not just metal teeth and claws.
The more I know about you, the less I know about the world. About anything.
Who brought you here? My friend here says they belong to the hooded one, the hunter.
The man who chased Frida. Where can we find this hooded hunter?
He lives in the cabin surrounded by the pack. Thank you. He says you're welcome. And apologises for the rips in your coat.
You talk to printers and wolves. You have two hearts. Who are you exactly?
What you really should be asking is how we get through this fence. Ah, there's a gap east of here. Thank you.
You really want to get in there, knowing that more trouble's waiting?
Oh, certainly. You do too, don't you?
Definitely. Come on. Here's that gap. Not very big, though. I don't know if we'll be able to get through without electrocuting ourselves.
Can't you hear it, Ursa?
Or rather, can't you not hear it?
You've lost me.
The absence of hum. The song of electrical things is missing. Our furry and ferrous amigos have done us another favour. One of them must have connected with the wire and accidentally short-circuited it. See? Not even a tingle.
Then we've walked all this way for no reason.
Oh, there's barbed wire along the top. Your coat may be torn already, but I didn't want to risk tearing mine. Follow me.
Wait, who's the detective here? You should be following me.
Oh, very well. After you.
Oh. They're leading us to the cabin, aren't they?
Hmm? And you thought you didn't talk wolf. Been welcomed by geezer before. I rather like it. I shall henceforth demand one at all formal Time Lord occasions.
My dad would take me to the hot springs in the middle of winter, mm-hmm. just over there. Ah. Used to be a national park. Anyone could come. It's supposed to be good for your skin.
Depends on your skin. I suppose you want me to follow you into the cabin, don't you? You being the detective, after all.
If you can bear it.
I can bear everything but boredom, Inspector.
Something tells me you won't be bored. Stick close to me. We don't know what's inside.
I know. Exciting, isn't it? There, that's it. Drink your oil or whatever. Good dogs.
What is this place?
Fireplace, guns, animal skins on the wall. Tools to skin things with. Oh, a hunting lodge, I presume.
Bedroom's clear, apart from the big bear skin on the bed. I'm not sure it's legal.
The head on the wall here isn't, that's for sure.
What head? Oh, my life. What even is that?
You wouldn't have encountered it. Not unless you've been to the Birkin system during crystal season. It's a giant melanoviripede. Very rare, very gentle, very clever. Not clever enough to stay away from whoever did this to him, poor fellow. What do we have here?
A trophy cabinet.
Oh, now that is odd.
It's just a screen.
Things are rarely just anything. It's a touch screen.
Okay. A wedding video. Wait, where on earth is that?
Nowhere earthly. Is it just me, or is there something odd about the perspective?
Never mind the perspective. The bride's a, well, violet.
I do love a wedding. As does the owner of this cabin, clearly. Keeps one on freeze frame.
I've had enough of frozen things. Wait, if the screen works by touch, what's the console underneath for? So many buttons.
Yes, I wouldn't touch anything if I were you. We don't want to summon this hunter back prematurely.
I suppose not.
Now, this is interesting. Pride of place above the fireplace. Thermoregulator, particle freeze accelerator. Yes, this must be it.
Must be what?
The murder weapon. Top of the range freeze gun. A blast phaser that turns any water-based target into ice. Very nasty in the wrong hands. In any hands, really.
You've just got your fingerprints all over it.
Oh, whoops. So I have. Now, what would he want with this?
You're going to tell me what it is, I suppose.
An extractor of some description? Now, these I know all about. Catch!
Come on then, what am I holding?
A bomb.
A bomb?
Mixonian cluster sphere. There's a whole fruit bowl full of them here. Oh, don't worry. It won't do anything unless you pull out the pin.
What happens then?
Spikes, like a sea urchin shoot out, attaching it to whatever it makes contact with. So don't throw it, unless you don't mind losing a limb or three.
I'm going to bag these, and anything else I can carry as evidence.
Well, for the investigation that you're not officially involved in.
That's the one.
Aye.
Someone's coming.
We need to hide.
The bedroom. Hurry.
Get away, stupid beasts. Here. Dinner.
Dear valued customer, in reference to complaint number 4982, Hellion would like to offer you a free hunt on the planet of Valin with our compliments. I believe you initially requested cold environs, and Valin is our very coldest, sub-00. Your prey has already been released. Once the kill has been completed, your hunt on Earth will continue. Extra prey shall be provided for the inconvenience caused. You can be assured that your hunt will be Hellion on Earth. Happy killing.
Keep still, would you?
Did you catch any of that?
Some. It's hard to hear anything when suffocating under a bearskin. But it sounded like he's off to another planet.
Another planet? How is he going to get there? What's that?
Uh-oh.
I'm going to need a bit more than uh-oh.
We need to get out.
Why? He's not going to find us unless he comes in.
He's a lot more likely to find us if we're in space with him, in his spaceship.
What?
When I open the door, I want you to get out of the cabin as fast as you can. I'll get the wolves to help.
Where are you going
to
be?
Where you like me to be, following. Ready?
Ready.
Then go!
Who are you? What are you doing here?
Distract him, please!
Get off me! Idiotic creatures!
No, Mercer, run!
Not down!
Mercer, go back to the station. Find out what you can about Hellion. Whatever they are, they're not building contractors.
What about the hunter?
I'm going after him.
How?
I attached a tracker to one of the wolves.
Yes, but he's got a... I can't believe I'm saying it. A cabin that's a spaceship. Or a spaceship that's a cabin.
Head for the gap in the fence. I'm going the other way.
But Doctor,
I'm not going to promise anything, I can promise you that. But you will see me again. Now go!
Okay, now I believe it.
Oh, there you are, Gov. The chief isn't happy. She's threatening to suspend you.
Where is she?
In a meeting with someone very important by the looks of him. Slick back hair, sharp suit, grin that wouldn't look out of place on a shark.
You don't know who?
Oh, she did say his name. Can't for the life of me remember it. She ushered him through before I could ask. It looked like she knew him. I've heard them shouting in her office.
Did you catch any of it?
No, but then I had to close the door. Their arguing was upsetting the printer. It's very sensitive to discord.
Of course it is. Can I trust you, Floki?
Of course you can, Ursa.
It'll mean going behind the chief's back, but not without good reason.
Well, if it helps you and the doctor, I'm in.
I want you to look into every deal that Hellion Incorporated has done. Every reference to them you can find.
Yes, Gov.
And find out what you can about the Environment Minister, Sigdór Jónsson.
Ah, Sigdór, that was his name.
Yes, that's my name, Sergeant.
Oh, sorry, sir. And it's actually Constable, sir.
Oh, yes, of course, I see from your uniform. I just assumed from your air of authority that you were already a sergeant. Still, can't be long, eh? I'll put in a good word for you.
That's very decent of you, sir.
Oh, not at all, Constable, not at all. And where do you think you're going, Inspector Christiansdottir?
Great. I'm surprised you know who I am, Minister.
Oh, so he's the... Oh.
I'm the what?
Nothing.
Good. Of course I know who you are, Inspector. Reykjavik is not a big city. And with a name like yours, your father had quite a reputation.
Yes. For investigating corruption.
Indeed. Right up until the moment of his premature demise. I believe Ingrid, the Chief Inspector, wants to see you.
Does she?
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm due for a lunch at the Ministry. 10 courses, all with wine.
You're right, Floki. He does look like a shark.
Aren't you going to help?
What good will it be? We'll never scratch our way out of an ice pit.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
I don't know. Something. Maybe someone coming to help.
It's probably an oral mirage. Either that or it's the client arriving to slaughter us.
You're no fun anymore.
You know very well, Marfik, that I never
Hello?
Was.
Is anyone there?
That's no mirage.
Whoever it is, they'll never find us through the blizzard. Or worse, they'll fall in the pit themselves.
Help! Help!
Hello? Keep calling. I can't quite fix your position.
Over here!
We could be summoning the hunter right to us. This could be the shortest hunt in Hellion history.
But be careful! The place is full of traps!
We're in one of them, awaiting imminent death.
Did you say traps?
You're not far away, to our left.
Well, that doesn't help him, though, does it?
Okay, continue as you are. Our left, your right.
It's our right, his left.
It's his right.
I think you'll find it is.
I think you'll find yourself in trouble if you carry on.
What are you going to do? Ignore me to death? Never look at me again? As if that would be a hardship.
You never did know right from left, did you? Ironic, really, given that you've been on the right side of everything since you were born.
So you admit it.
Are you two arguing?
No.
Yes?
Well, keep doing it. You can't be far away. Oh! That was close.
You were nearly down here with us.
Would have been nice to have some better company.
But then he wouldn't be able to get us out. Would he, stupid?
Who are you calling stupid?
Well, the only person who can legitimately call anyone and everyone stupid is me. And I'm not that rude. Today. Now, can you see me? I'm the one waving.
Yeah, just about.
Right. Then one of you, reach up and grab my hand. I'll get the other one out in a minute.
That won't be necessary. Here.
Oh, I'm not leaving your friend down there. Now for the other one. Oh.
I told you, that wouldn't be necessary.
Yeah, so I see. One body, two heads. And, what is your name, or... Do you have two of those, too?
I'm Marfik.
And I'm Marfik.
We're the Marfiks.
Oh, good. And I was worried it would be complicated.
Where's the doctor when you need him? At least he fixed the Bluetooth.
Ursa?
Hi, Frida. How are you feeling?
Still a bit sore. The constable said you wanted to talk with me.
I'm afraid I've been removed from the case. In fact, I've been suspended until further notice.
Why? What's happened?
Oh, nothing that can't be sorted out. I'll find out why you were kidnapped and chased.
So you believe me? About the wolves?
I have to see things to believe them. I used to argue with my dad about it. He said there were so many hidden things, so many things unseen. I thought he was lying. But now I've seen the wolves, their teeth, their master, his mode of transport.
What?
It doesn't matter.
Which planet are we on exactly? I was too busy playing Follow That Hunter to notice.
Valin, of course.
Ah, yes, Valin. A frozen world in the anchor arm of the Cephalo Galaxy. Never been here before. What a treat.
Can we hurry up? The hunter will be here soon.
He already is. I came on his coattails, which are, as all can see, nothing compared with mine.
We can't go too fast. There are 92 traps in this ice field alone.
How do you know?
We work for Hellion.
We're the administrator for the Valin Reserve.
We know all there is to know.
Well, if you work for them, how did you end up in the trap?
We were offered a bribe to lose all the records of a land grab by Hellion.
They wanted to take over all of this region.
And you considered that unethical?
We considered it unadministrative. It's the only thing we agree on. The beauty of the balance sheet.
The glory of sorting.
Invoicing and diaries.
Filing and compiling.
And not to mention... pens!
Oh.
We couldn't just lose the paperwork. Can you imagine the chaos? So, we refused. Next thing on our desk was the order for us to be prey in the next hunt.
We stamped it, of course.
Of course. It would be unadministrative not to.
At last... a man who understands us.
He understands me better.
Don't be ridiculous. Why are you always so ridiculous?
Hello? What's this?
I've had enough of you.
Well, I've had enough of you. Come here!
Marpik and Marpik! Marpiks! Please, take your hand off each other's necks this instant! Yes. Thank you. Now... tread carefully. Look, you said it yourselves. If we don't watch out, we'll end up in another...
Can I see you, Inspector? I remembered something about being taken.
I guess I could come to you, Frieda.
Well, where are you now?
Just passing Silver Ravine. Give me 30 minutes. What the...
what is it, Eartha? Oh, can you hear me?
My brakes have failed.
What?
Oh, God. I have to jump.
You can't. The ravine.
I have to, or I'll crash.
Eartha, don't. You'll do something awful.
Here goes nothing.
Struggling, Marpik. It's not going to help us get down.
Well, at least there's a nice view up here. Well, it would be, if we would see anything. Don't worry, I'm sure I'll have something in my pockets to help us out of the net.
I can see something. That red beam underneath us. Quite pretty, really.
You know what that is, don't you? It was in the minutes of the last committee meeting. Traps accompanied by...
lasers. Even if I get us out, they'll slice us to pieces on the way down.
At least I wouldn't die attached to him.
No one's going to die if I can help it.
The hunter.
Yes, he's on his way.
Doctor, the lasers are getting closer.
I noticed.
And so is the hunter.
I noticed.
What are we going to do?
Caught already. The only question is... which of you do I butcher first?
We'll be right back.
you all right?
Oh, Floki, it's you. Yes. No, I don't know.
Frieda called the station. Said you jumped from the car by the ravine.
Yeah, I mistimed it. Rolled right over the edge.
What?
I'm on a ledge. Oh! Oh, that's a long way down. And a fair way up, too.
Lucky.
Yeah. I think my coat snagged on some roots and broke my fall.
Are you hurt?
Cuts, grazes. No bones broken.
There's a rescue helicopter on the way. They'll be with you soon.
What? Floki, there'll be hours getting me out. I've got to keep on the trail. Goodness knows what the doctor's up to.
The doctor can look after himself. Stay where you are. Keep as warm as possible.
No. Not gonna happen, Constable. Too crumbly to climb the whole way. If there was another ledge, I might be able to make it in stages. It's a straight drop. Wait. Constable, what you're about to hear may sound alarming.
What are you doing?
If this doesn't work, then you'll have to do your best to expose Hellion. Oh, yeah. And look after my cat.
If what doesn't work?
Using a Mexonian cluster sphere to create another ledge.
Huh?
Okay. Just pull out the pin.
Inspector, what are you doing?
Big throw. And duck!
Butcher us so soon, would you, mighty hunter? Where would the sport be in that?
True. Hellion needs to up their game. Maybe I should let you go, just so I can catch you again.
You can't let us fall, though.
Quite. If we fall, the lasers will get us before you can.
Wait. Didn't I see you before?
Would you be in any doubt if you had?
I suppose not. Turn off the lasers. No one gets the kill but me. And turn on the floodlights. I want to see my trophy.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, turn the lights down.
One humanoid and what do we have here? A two-headed Valinian. Excellent. Both will look good on my wall.
His won't.
Maybe Hellion isn't as bad as I thought. I'll have to relay my thanks to the tour guide. Two heads for the price of one, plus a bonus blonde. That's customer service.
Bonus blonde?
And no question of indigenous interference. You know, I came straight here from a planet called Earth, where they have to convince the local populace that I'm some kind of... what's the word?
Troll.
Troll, yes. Me, the great hunter, a troll. It's insulting.
Of course it is. To trolls.
What are you doing? You'll make him angry.
Oh, Blondie, you just made yourself first kill.
I take it back, as you are.
And I shall delight in taking your life off your hands.
Come on, little one. One last push. Yes, Floki, I'm still here. Just, although, something wasn't fractured before, it probably is now.
Stay on the phone. The rescue team won't be long.
Okay. Oh, I need to take a look at my car.
It's not at the bottom of the ravine.
No, it hit a tree side on. A branch went straight through the driver's side. But something made the brakes fail. Yep. Thought so.
What is it? Ursa?
The brake cables are frayed.
Maybe they were old.
No. This was deliberate. Someone wanted me dead, Floki. Those who wish to come may come. Those who wish to leave may leave. But harm not me nor mine. But harm not me nor mine.
Gov, you sure you're okay?
I will be. There's the helicopter. Over here!
Well, don't we get to see you, the great hunter himself? Remove your hood. I want to meet the eyes of the man who wants to kill me.
There. Satisfied?
Yeah, that's better. Are you a Sakarian by any chance?
Yes. Why?
Ah, so that explains why you choose the cold game reserves. Temperature's any hotter and you'd bake like a jacket potato. I went to Zakaria once, you know. Nearly lost 6 toes to frostbite. Other than that, I had a lovely time.
I will be glad to kill you. It will make you shut up.
I wouldn't be too sure about that. I'm sorry, can't quite hear you. The wind took your, no doubt, terrifying words away. Could you come a step closer and repeat it?
Oh. I said I was looking forward to killing you.
There. Oh, could have been a daintier landing, but it'll have to do.
What have you done?
Simple, really. I noticed a trap before the Marfix and I stepped into it.
You did?
Oh, yes. I have excellent eyesight, you know, really quite exceptional. So while you two are distracted trying to strangle one another...
Well, he started it.
I did not.
While you two are distracted, I made a minor alteration, making us counterweights to a secondary trap of my own devising.
You knew I was coming.
I knew I could count on you walking right into it, great hunter. So when my trap was triggered, we were freed and you were captured.
Wait, do you mean to say you deliberately walked us into the trap?
I did.
That's outrageous!
But he got us out of it too. And the hunter is now suspended above our heads by his foot.
That is true. You make an excellent point, Marfik.
Thank you, Marfik.
You're welcome.
Harmony at last. So, hunter, now I have you exactly where I want you. How about some answers to my questions?
Doctor, you should have got him to take off his cloak, not just his hood.
Why?
Because he had the communicator inside it.
It's funny. You don't think of villains having pockets.
Oh, and of course he's in touch with whoever's controlling the hunt.
Let down rope trap B-17, now.
Might I make a suggestion?
Is it run, perchance?
Yes, run!
What else did I want to say to you, Floki? Oh, yes. Yeah. Phone Frieda for me. Thank her for saving my life. There was something else, but I can't remember. My head is throbbing.
I really think we should go home and rest, Inspector.
No time. Whoever tampered with my car is behind the murders. I know it. And whoever that was knew my car was here.
It wouldn't be someone in the force, Gov.
Oh, Floki. I wish I had your faith in human nature.
I looked into Hellion, as you asked, and everything seems above board, only the...
Only what?
There's lots blacked out. There may have been more in your father's files, of course, since he was partway through his investigation when he, you know, died.
Was murdered. Can you print out all of Dad's files?
They're not in the system. Either they were never there, or they've been deleted. Unless... Yes! You could always look in the basement. The original files might have been put into storage.
Wait. Did the printer just suggest that to you?
Shush! I'll take you down there.
Ow! My ankle! My ankle!
Careful! Take my hand! Again! Go on!
I used to like ice.
We
came here for skiing, snowboarding, all the winter sports. Now we're the sport.
And what happens if he catches us? We haven't made a will. Who will get our pen collection?
As long as it's not Tylops in account.
No pens will need to be given away today, or any other stationery item. As long as you keep on your feet and keep running! He's gaining on us! Head for the bank of snow! If I'm right, and I really hope I am, it's a shortcut!
So this is where the old cases go to die?
Mm-hmm. And everything else no one knows what to do with. An Acorn Model B.
Nothing under Dad's name. And a big fat nothing under Hellion. No surprise there.
You really think that the Chief could be in on it?
At the moment, I'm wondering who isn't.
I've heard stories about your Dad. If he knew they were onto him, he'd have left something. I know it.
I hope so. There's one other name it could be under. Oh, Dad.
Oh, he filed it under Ursa.
A cassette. He was always so retro.
Oh, bet there'll be an old tape player in here somewhere. Where are you?
Wait, Floki. Someone's coming.
Oh, head them off. Chief Inspector, can I help you at all?
What were you doing in the basement, Constable?
I was looking for parts for my printer.
Is this the printer I just found singing an aria?
It is.
Singing an aria into an empty reception?
Yes. Well, you see, I was only a minute and I
Get
thought...
Get back there now. And fix that irritating machine.
But Chief Inspector...
Now, Constable, or I'll throw it into the basement myself.
Yes, ma'am.
My dearest Ursa, my little one who grew up. You are now a fine detective, and I know that one day you'll find this and hear all that I've kept from you. I can't tell you now. It would put you in danger. It has put me at risk, and the risk I regret most is that of not keeping my promise to you. And for that, I am truly sorry. I wish things were different.
Me too, Dad.
I've been told to abandon my investigation into people who have gone missing, whose identities have been wiped from all records. But I'm not going to stop, whatever happens. They're keeping things secret, and you know how hidden things fascinate me. My research has led me to Hellion, a company that... Bear with me, your skepticism will need to take a step back.
Go on, Dad. I might surprise you.
Well... A company not of earthly origin.
Wait! Those are our own footsteps!
I know! I've been leading you around in a circle!
What? Why?
See that blue box just ahead?
What box? Yes!
Well, that's our escape route!
How's that gonna get us away?
You'll see!
An interplanetary organization that somehow causes the disappearance of people who ask questions or don't do as they are told. Like me. And like you. You never did what you were told. And I couldn't be more proud of you.
Dad? Is that it? Dad?
It's locked.
Lucky I have the key then.
Put your hands in the air. One movement and one of the heads gets frozen.
may I advise you to aim for the other Marfit?
No, spare me and I'll help you with all manner of administrative duties.
You both need to keep your heads. What do you think one would be without the other,
Silence! None of you will survive. I never leave my prey alive.
Come on, Dad. There must be something else.
Knew you'd keep listening, Ursa. You never wanted to miss out on anything. So, here it is. I am likely to be caught soon, maybe even today. So this is my final message to you.
I knew it. Oh, Dad.
Ingrid is on the payroll of Hellion, as are many officials, including Sigdór Jónsson, currently Junior Minister for the Environment. A man so concerned about the environment that he sells it to the highest bidder, so concerned for his constituents that he looks the other way when they're killed. Do not trust him.
Head of you there, Dad.
The other thing I wanted to say has nothing to do with the job that has kept me from you too much already. I know you joined the police service because of me. I'm trying to stop you, but you always wanted to look into the shadows, see the unseen. I wish we'd been able to work together, as your mother wanted.
Wait, who?
Ursa, there you are. What are you doing down here?
Chief, I was just looking for some old files.
I thought I told you to stay away from the case. For your own sake?
Yes, this was for something else.
It's amazing what you can find in the basement. Like this, for example?
I saw a gun like that before. In the hunter's cabin.
Not this one. But the same model. It's very effective. Can freeze anything. Cocktails, seafood, heads.
You killed him. You killed my father.
You don't understand, Ursa.
It was you.
I'm warning you.
It was you. I hate you. I'll kill you.
Careful. If this thing goes off...
Don't worry about the wolves, Morphix. I have a certain device that may come in very handy at this juncture.
Well, what device, Doctor?
A lupine translator, but I can't find it.
Well, where did you see it last?
I had it in the TARDIS. I must have left it on the console when I tuned in the tracker.
Be quiet!
What is that thing?
My favourite weapon. It extracts a particular trophy from each of my targets.
I thought you froze people to death.
I do. But first, I take away their most precious possession, their favorite memory. The one they hold closest, the one that defines them.
The screen in your cabin.
Then I did see you on Earth.
It's your trophy cabinet, the place you store stolen memories.
What can I say? Weddings make me cry.
Oh, direct cranial input. Well, I hope you don't intend to drill a hole into my head.
Unnecessary. I simply place the extractor on your temple. See?
Oh, is that it?
The cable connects the extractor to my visual cortex, so I will see your memory for the first time as you watch it for the last. A sensation that tastes finer than the finest wine.
Will it hurt?
We don't want the doctor to be hurt.
We like the doctor.
We do.
Pain doesn't describe how it feels to have treasured moments ripped from your mind. Now, Doctor, surrender your memories to me.
Thank you.
pain doesn't describe how it feels to have treasured moments ripped from your mind. Now, Doctor, surrender your memories to me. What have you done?
Let go, sir.
Leave her, please. You've taken all the others. Leave me this one.
All fresh offspring must be taken to Her Majesty upon production. Take the child.
Please, don't take her. Please.
Not enjoying your own trip down memory lane, Great Hunter?
I don't want to see my memories. I know mine. I run from mine.
No, stop! Don't pull the cable!
What happened?
The idiot just pulled out a direct cranial input, like hitting himself on the head with a sledgehammer.
So he didn't take your memory?
He didn't get the chance. I found his extractor earlier today. Luckily, I tinkered with it when I did. Force of habit, I suppose.
He's coming round.
Yes, and he won't be incapacitated for long. Quick, into the TARDIS.
What? No! Stop! Stop!
Goodbye, Great Hunter.
Do you think you can hide from me in a hut? What? No!
Ursa, are you all right?
Just a few more bruises to add to my collection.
We were lucky. When the gun went off, one or both of us could have died.
I thought you wanted me dead, Chief.
No. I wanted to protect you. I promised your father I would.
You had him killed, Ingrid.
I tried to tell you it was Sigdor, just like he tried to have you killed.
Sigdor?
Your father was in the way. I didn't stop it. No, I couldn't. I was too scared. I hated that it happened. I hated what they did.
Spare me the self-pity, Ingrid.
I learned so much from him, you know. From your father. From Christian.
Pity you didn't remember any of it.
It was Christian who gave me the freezer gun. He found it on the reserve and brought it to me. I hid it away down here.
Hiding the evidence?
No! Hiding it from them.
From Hellion?
Yes! After Christian died, I kept it, thinking that maybe one day it'd be useful.
What, as insurance?
Or perhaps to one day use as evidence against them?
Or perhaps never.
You remind me of him so much. Maybe that's why I've found some courage buried in the basement.
You knew his files were here all along?
I could have had them destroyed, like Sigdor had the digital records destroyed, but I didn't.
How could you do it? Be part of it all. We're supposed to help people, Ingrid.
Corruption doesn't happen overnight. It's like a crack in the ice. It starts off small, but then slowly it spreads across the entire lake, and soon everyone falls in the water.
That's a poetic way to describe cowardice.
I have always found an excuse. Till now.
I'm glad. So now what?
I'm going to do what I've always done. Look the other way. Although this time, for the right reasons.
Well, this doesn't make up for everything.
Nothing could. But perhaps I can start to make things right. And not just to reduce my sentence.
Right.
One more thing, though.
What?
Be careful, little one. And good luck.
Hi,
I can see why you would be proud, Constable. It certainly is unusual.
Minister, just so you know, the printer identifies as she.
Oh, no offence meant, I'm sure.
Floki, I need to use one of the squad cars. Could you... Oh, Minister. How nice to see you.
A joy to see you too, Inspector, especially as I believe I can be of assistance.
Oh, I really don't think so.
I have a limousine waiting outside. I will take you where you need to go.
That isn't necessary. The constable will help me, won't you, Floki?
All the cars are out, I'm afraid. Gaw, I'd love to go in a limousine one day. I'd have champagne and chips and music playing and wind down the windows to stick my head out.
Ursa will do all that and more, I'm sure. She can tell you about it later.
Ow!
Shut up or I'll have him killed as well.
Are you all right, Inspector?
Fine. Everything's absolutely fine and normal and fine.
Good-o. Oh, enjoy the ride. What is it? No, she's fine. She said so. 3 times. Oh, you really do worry too much, you know.
This is wonderful.
And it travels in time as well as space.
What? Oh, yes.
Wow. There must be a lot of paperwork involved in that kind of travel.
Not really.
The customs forms alone would be a terrible waste of time for a man of your status. What you need is an assistant.
Ah. Yes, well, company can be very welcome. It's a big ship when you're on your own. I mean, I can make it smaller, but even so...
We mean an administrative assistant.
Someone to handle all those time-consuming...
But essential...
...tasks. Someone who knows their way around a filing system.
The way you do the solar.
In short, you need...
Me.
Excuse me. Us. Doctor?
Oh, sorry, were you talking to me? I was a bit busy following the hunter through the tumult belt. I'm tracking one of his wolves.
Oh, genius. Where is he?
Well, as far as I can tell, not far behind. And heading exactly where we are, I hope.
And where's that?
Oh, didn't I say?
No.
Earth. We're going hunting.
Ow! You can't just leave me here, Sigdor. I don't even have a coat.
Well, you won't need one. Not for long, anyway. The hunter will be here soon.
Aren't you going to stay to watch?
Oh, no. I'll be watching from the observation platform, a kilometre or so away. There's a lovely hospitality suite. I believe they have a Howcarl special on today.
Rotten shark, very apt. Untie me at least. Give me a fair chance.
Oh, there's nothing fair about any of this, Ursa. Anyone who thinks so deserves to disappear. Before long, no one will remember you or your father. Goodbye, Inspector.
Hello? Can anyone hear me? Going on.
Marfix, you stay in the TARDIS. Keep warm and safe.
Doctor!
Sir. Wonderful to see you.
And you. How did you get here?
More to the point, how did you... get here.
It doesn't matter. I'm the prey. The hunter is on his way.
Not very sporting to tie the hands of the quarry.
The game is weighted in the hunter's favour.
Yeah, it so often is. Right, let's just get you free. Anyway.
Oh, thank you. So what happened to you?
Well, I followed the hunter to an ice planet. Nearly had my favourite memory forcibly removed. The hunter collects dying memories, by the way. They're his...
bounty. Oh, and I befriended a splendid clerical worker who told me all about Hellion.
He did?
They did. Two heads. They could talk the hind legs of a Dravidian burden beast. Yes, I've learned a lot. The hunter himself told me that he has a tour guide.
What?
Can you imagine? Here we have the famous hot springs, marvellous for the complexion, and to your left are the remnants of yesterday's hunt. Skeletal white, blending in perfectly with the...
Doctor, look! The cabin! The hunter's spaceship!
Yes. I was expecting him.
You were?
As soon as the hunter exits, I'm going to lead him away. You stay in the TARDIS with the Marfix.
Okay, I understood one of those sentences. You lost me halfway through the other.
Basically, get in the old British police box and keep the two-headed alien company. Clear?
As clear as anything else that's happened today.
And thus you have an insight into my lives. Oh, go on! Go!
What about you?
Oh, I'll be fine. I always am, usually. Go! On my own once more.
This is more than just a box.
Very true. How would you file it, Marfic?
Well, Marfic, I place it under time, relative dimensions, and space travel.
My father would have loved this.
Hello, my gargantuan friend. Come and get me!
You beasts! After!
Looks like we're off once again!
Right, Marfix, the doctor's gonna need our help.
He very clearly told us to stay here.
Safe and warm, he said.
And you always do what you're told?
Unless it directly contradicts the Administrator's Code of Administrative Conduct. Yes, we do.
But he's in trouble.
We can't, we're afraid.
Look, I know you're afraid.
No, we mean it's more than our job's worth.
And what is your job?
Well, we don't have one at the moment. Nonetheless...
Nonetheless...
Cowardice seems to be catching. Okay, just me then. Can you give me your coat at least?
Can we?
Nothing against it in the code.
Then we can.
Here you go.
Good luck.
Doors?
Doors, Martha. He definitely said warm and safe.
Did not.
Did? They don't call me the walking dictaphone for nothing.
No one calls you that.
You too!
I am, believe me. Don't you get tired of running after people all the time?
Now then, weapons.
Inspector Christans, Dottier. Is it really you?
Frida?
I can't believe you found me.
I never tire. I never grow cold. I stride across galaxies, hunting memories and displaying them like flayed skins.
Well, everyone needs a hobby.
Yahoo! Yahoo!
This is the hunter's cabin. What are you doing here, Frida?
I only just got here. They came for me, men in black. They brought me here and dumped me inside the gates. They said the hunter was coming to clear away the evidence. And I realised they meant me.
Yes, and me.
I tried to run, but it got colder and colder and I thought I was going to freeze. Only then I saw the lights, so I ran towards them.
What you saw was the cabin landing.
And then the hooded man ran past. I thought maybe I'd be safe in here. Maybe I'd find a weapon.
I thought the same, but by the looks of it, he's taken all the weapons that were here before, even the skinning instruments.
He didn't take everything, though. I found this. In the bedroom. Is it a gun? It looks like it might be a gun.
Yeah, be careful with that. You don't know how it...
Oh, and you just told me to be careful as well.
A laser gun that can slice up floorboards. Yeah, I'd say that was good.
Keep looking in the main room. There might be another.
Oh, did you see him go? Absolutely delicious.
Everyone enjoying the hunt?
Oh, yes.
Get also, please, yes.
It's such a long time since
I've
seen a good death.
Yes, I can do that.
Good. Yes. Don't forget to try the shark. It's fermented excellence. Now then, who's got my binoculars?
You know, it's really lucky I found you again, Inspector.
I guess that... Ugh. Bones.
People bones?
Animal bones. For his wolves, I suppose.
He's got a telly in a cabinet.
Yeah, showing a weird wedding video.
No, I don't think so.
And so the trolls turned their grave faces to the sky.
Her voice.
The clouds rolled.
It was just on here, frozen. A man reading to a little girl.
No, don't turn it off. That little girl. That's me.
What?
That's our old living room. Dad read from that book every New Year's Eve. It's Dad's memory. The doctor said the hunter collected dying memories.
And that's enough for tonight, little one.
Turn it off. Turn it off, Frida, please.
What was it your father was saying about the hidden folk? That's an Icelandic tradition, isn't it?
Yes, it's... something an expert would say.
What do you mean?
The doctor said the hunter had mentioned a tour guide. You just asked me if the hidden folk were an Icelandic tradition. Why would you say a thing like that, Frida Bjornsdottir?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's you, isn't it? You're the guide. Always there for your clients, until you happened to be caught by the police, which is why you pretended to have been the hunter's prey. But you were never a victim of Hellion. You're part of it.
Very clever. You've got it almost all worked out.
Almost.
I've still got the laser. So don't you dare move.
I wouldn't come any closer if I were you, great hunter. The ice won't hold your weight.
If only I had something that could freeze the lake.
Ah, yes. How fortunate.
Keep going, Doctor. This is hunting at its best.
This is Sigdor. I need to speak to the head of security. Now. Hello? Oh, it is you. You need to be on guard. This doctor worries me. He's tricked the client twice. He's followed him back using a most unorthodox transport. And he's now leading him towards the hot springs. Well, that isn't good enough. Things clearly aren't under control. Recruit some more security, then. I don't... care that the wastage rate is high. That's your problem.
Minister, there you are.
Ah, Ingrid, thank goodness, a professional. You're like one of our client's wolves. Always loyal, whatever he does to them. Your constable, however...
Afternoon, Minister.
Don't worry about Floki. I've explained the situation to him.
Oh, you needn't worry about me, Minister. I don't know anything.
That I can believe.
Is there a problem, Sigdor?
This doctor character your inspector brought in, he's already disrupted the hunt once today, and I want to ensure he cannot do so again.
Don't worry. I'm going to the hunting ground myself. If the worst comes to the worst, and the doctor does evade the hunter, he won't be expecting me.
Good. Good.
But I think I should leave Floki here, as a precaution.
Added security. Excellent.
Floki knows the protocol, don't you, Floki?
Yes, ma'am. You made things very clear.
Excellent. Run along then, Ingrid. Time for me to sit back and enjoy the show.
Oh, you must go back! The hot springs are just ahead! You're a Sicarian native, you won't be able to stand the heat!
Do you think you can fool me that way? The freezer dome can turn any water to ice!
Not at 102 degrees Fahrenheit, it can't!
Can it?
Why don't you just leave me here like Sigdor did?
I'm delivering you to our most valued customer. He can decide what to do with you. Hunt you across the reserve or extract your memory where you stand. Not that there'll be any pleasant memories in that head of yours. Mother died early and your father, well, we all know what happened to him. Tragic, really. We should do better for our esteemed client. Provide really valuable trophies.
Someone's coming.
I wouldn't get your hopes up. Those gates can withstand a tank, I'm told. What in Hellion's name?
You should get your money back. 4x4 got through.
Stop now, or this gun will slice your vehicle in two.
Good afternoon, Ursa. Breeder. I see you two are now more fully acquainted.
Sigdor's little lapdog. Thank goodness.
I picked this up on the way.
You need to point that at her, not me. Wait, where did you get a freezer gun?
From Ursa's father. He'd like it that I'm using it to save her.
Freezer gun versus laser gun. Quite an impasse.
It would be, Frieda, if I wasn't pointing a laser pistol into the small of your back.
What?
I picked it up before we left the cabin, so pass the gun to me.
All right.
Thank you. But you should take my pistol. It's only fair.
But this is...
A pen, yes. Don't tell the Marfix, they might want it back.
The what?
So what happens now, Chief?
Charge her, Inspector. She's complicit in countless murders.
So are you.
And I'll pay for it.
Why are you helping her anyway?
Seeing Ursa stand up for her father, for herself, for decency. Well, it reminded me why I joined the police in the first place.
Oh, you thawed. How touching.
You can be quiet.
What about Sigdor?
If Flocky's done as I told him, Sigdor and all of his guests inside the observation platform are about to find they've been locked in. Yes, and that'll be the anti-corruption unit arriving in force.
The hunt's still on. Whatever happens to us, the doctor dies.
Degrees, I believe you said, Doctor. But don't worry, it'll be a lot cooler any minute.
That's what you think, Great Hunter. Fortunately, I had the presence of mind not to leave a certain device behind in my TARDIS this time. My friends, disarm the Hunter, please.
Get off me, stupid creatures.
I'll take that, I think.
You're no Hunter. You can't shoot me. You don't have the blood for it.
Quite right, I don't. But I'm more than happy to consign it to 102 degrees Fahrenheit grave.
I'll tear your limbs off and sew them on back to front for that.
No, you won't. Be sensible. Turn back. Head for the shore.
Not when you're so near.
The ice is giving way. Go back.
No, Doctor! There's no way!
Well, reach out your hand, quickly! That's it! Just a bit further!
Why don't you just leave me to die?
Because I don't have the blood for it now! One last effort! Take my hand!
I can't reach! It boils!
I know, my friends. I know.
You're finished, Constable. Do you hear me? your career is over.
The inspector's father's files and tapes say otherwise, sir.
What files? What tapes?
The ones the chief and I deposited at the Ministry for Justice on the way here.
The Ministry for Justice? But the ministers...
Not one of your people, Minister.
What a pity, Minister.
You two, you're working together?
Put the minister in the van, Constable. I'll be bringing along his accomplice here. Won't I, Frieda?
I'd like to see you try to extradite me.
The tour guide? You can't arrest her. She's...
What? Not human? I wonder what you are, Minister.
Come on, you.
Well now, Inspector, you seem to have everything well under control.
Doctor, you're safe.
Just about. Unlike the hunter.
Is he dead?
I'm afraid so. The woman, Frieda, I take it she was the Hellion guide?
Yes, she was.
Then I suggest we gather up her and any other non-human here, put them in the hunter's cabin, and get the Marfix to fly them back to Valin.
What? But that...
Together with all the evidence you can gather regarding Hellion's activities on Earth. In this instance, the long arm of the law needs to stretch a little longer, don't you think?
I'll talk to the Minister for Justice in the morning. What about you, Doctor?
While I'm here, I thought I might take a short walk. Beyond the lake, over that hill, and into the forest where the hidden folk live. You could come with me if you like.
What? Really?
Let's see if we can't find some trolls. You have been listening to Doctor Who, The Hunting Ground by A.K. Benedict. The Doctor was played by Colin Baker. Ursa, Amy Beth Hayes. The Hunter and Christian, Michael Griffiths. Frieda, Harriet Collings. Ingrid, Margaret Ashley. Sigdor, Malcolm James. The Constable, Richard Reed. Left Marfic and the Receptionist, Joe Jameson. Right Marfic and the Pathologist, Will Hislop. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Music and sound design, Steve Foxen. Script editor, Alan Barnes. Director, John Ainsworth. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig Ellery.
You might want to grab hold of something.
Why?
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions, Doctor Who, Devil in the Mist.
Hello, I'm the Doctor. I believe I owe you an apology.
Step out of the box.
Woo! Hippos in space armour. It's not something you see every day.
What did you call us?
Tegan, Chameleon, Cello. These are the Harrigan, a noble race of warriors known throughout the universe for their understanding and forgiveness.
This was an act of sabotage. You are in league with the prisoner.
What prisoner?
Captain, the force field. I can't hear the force field.
There's a good reason for that.
No, keep back.
What's happening down there?
If that business escaped, none of us are safe.
Indeed. The Zamglithi enslaved billions through a combination of mind control and intimidation. Their empire prospered for over 300 years.
So where is he now?
Where indeed?
Please, please don't let him!
A real meeting of minds.
Just wait a minute. What's all this about a prisoner? Are we in trouble here?
Aren't we always?
Against the wall!
I suggest we do what she says.
But, Captain, if this prisoner has escaped...
Then we're all dead.
Big Finish. We love stories.
We have to get back to the TARDIS.
Finally.